I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, that's Dan Campbell getting excited about Levi Onwuzurike. And, you know, the part that's salient to me about that is he's getting incredible reps against the ones. Because, obviously, you look at Frank Ragnow at center. Frank's one of the best in the game. I'm not sure how much Frank is practicing, given his ailments that he always has to deal with. But, nonetheless, it's there. And then, of course, you've got two tackles that are outstanding. But being a defensive tackle, more against the guards than he's going to see against the tackles. But these are two pretty good guards as well. Maybe not Pro Bowl level, but just underneath that. And maybe they will be Pro Bowl guards. But I'd like to hear that. I mean, I think it's nice to hear. Am I buying it yet? Not just yet. Do I think that we might see some Levi Onwuzurike on Saturday against the Chiefs? I think we might.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds like he said this morning that he might play a couple of the guys on the defensive line in the game that didn't get a chance to play last week.
And because of the way Andy Reid does his deal, it looks like they'll probably at least play their starters for at least half the first quarter. So at least he might get some work against their ones.
Maybe. I mean, I'm sure that's something that the coaches talk about ahead of time.
Yes.
Because they didn't do the joint scrimmage.
Right.
The joint practices, which I still will maintain that they get way more out of joint practices than they do out of a preseason game. But we shall see. One of the other things they talked about was a wide receiver position. And, you know, we're looking at this team and we see, okay, we know that St. Brown's the number one guy. Jamison Williams has gotten as much hype, if not more hype, than Levi Onwuzurike as the other receiver. And then there's the third receiver. We know Khalif Raymond's going to make this team as a return guy, and he's also a very capable receiver. Like to see him on the field. It's more speed, more elusiveness, more yards after catch. I like Khalif Raymond. But they still have some uncertainty after that. And if you can even include Khalif Raymond as being that third receiver, so there's uncertainty how much he's going to actually play. And you know, Dan Campbell was asked what it is that they're looking for from a third wide receiver. So that's interesting about, you know, how many receivers they're going to carry, how many running backs they're going to carry. I think this is calculated what he's saying to the media here. And I think it was calculated the other day when he spoke to the media and said that he wanted, you know, they're dying to see somebody emerge.
Mm-hmm.
And they are dying to see somebody emerge, obviously. So this group of wide receivers that they have, nobody is seizing the moment. Is this just Dan Campbell trying to light a fire under the guys that are here?
I think so. I mean, Nolan Bianchi of the Detroit News has his projected 53 this morning.
Yep.
And he does have DPJ and Darius Fountain as making the team.
So five receivers making the team.
Yes.
How many running backs? Is it four?
Hold on.
Oh, so you're gonna have Gibbs and Montgomery and you're gonna have Sione Vaki. And I would
that's
guess
it.
And that's it. So Craig Reynolds.
He has Reynolds and Jefferson, Knight and Jake Take Me to Funky Town is out.
That's too bad for Jake Take Me to Funky Town.
I know. Well, they can't have more than too many Jakes in this town.
So. Oh, then you get into the whole problem. There's movie infringements on the two Jakes.
I know.
Yeah.
Good movie.
Thank you. 248-539-9797.
I don't think Doug would
have
got that one.
Well, I don't know how many will, but I'm glad you did. 248-539-9797.
I don't know if that's helping you, Gator.
I don't know. Same here to Texas. Well, talking about a sequel to Chinatown. I don't know. Yeah. Shaq Nicholson, is he still relevant? Anyway, Harvey Keitel? No? Okay. Those would be the two Jakes.
Yeah.
King, but you had some thoughts on this with the third wide receiver.
Rodgers and Fromm.
So sticking to believing in what Dan Campbell tells us, I'm gonna believe him. And he's not, of course, everything he says is kind of motivational. You know, he wants guys to practice better, play better. Someone step up, please, right? But I also think he's letting us in on a little bit of truth here, which is No one is stepping up, and we will not be afraid to keep an extra running back over a receiver just because we're supposed to fill out this many receivers. You know, I think, honestly, as of right now, they keep four receivers, and they leave that fifth spot open for someone who's not on the team right now.
I agree. Waiver wire will be scoured.
Yep, and so I think when it's all said and done, it's going to be St. Brown, J-Mo, Khalif Raymond, and I'm going to loosely throw in DPJ right now. I don't feel the best about that.
But
and
he's then, the name that they've been bringing up.
Exactly. Yeah, and like I said, I don't feel good about saying DPJ right now. It could be Isaiah Williams, could be Fountain. But I think that's it. They keep four. And I told you guys how I feel about Vaki. Craig Reynolds, I feel like he could be the odd man out there. But if no one steps up on the receivers, that could open up a spot for Craig Reynolds.
Right.
And so we'll see where this goes. They're not playing paint by numbers where it's like, hey, all five receivers, three running backs. No, they'll do what they'll do. And they'll keep the players they want to keep.
And the other thing that hurts Craig Reynolds is how good Vaki is on special teams.
Yes.
Yeah, Vaki, I think, is going to be an excellent special teams player. And look, we saw just a handful of plays in the preseason game, and it was night and day difference how much better he was than everybody else.
Yeah.
Like, he stood out. It was hard to stand out in that game, but if you had to pick one guy that stood out, we'd all say Sione Vaki was the guy that made the plays. Like, wow, there it is. Okay. I agree that I think that the next wide receiver on this roster will come from outside the roster. I don't think it's somebody that's in camp right now. I don't know if that means they're going to trade for somebody or if they're just going to get somebody off the waiver wire or if there's still a free agent out there that hasn't been signed yet, you know, like a Michael Thomas type, something like that, that could happen. I mean, Martavis Bryant, who hasn't played since 2018, is trying to make a comeback with Tampa. It's just like receivers, feels like you can find receivers somewhere. Not that Bryant's going to work out. It's a long shot there, but I'm just bringing up a name. It's interesting that, you know, you've got guys that maybe you thought were done that still have some tread left on a tire. But DPJ, I feel like they called him out a little bit. And then over the weekend, Dan Campbell had some nicer things to say about DPJ, so maybe he's that guy. But all these other guys that got praise from the media in the early part of training camp, when you look at Caden Davis and Darius Fountain, they didn't separate themselves at all in the opportunities they got last Thursday night. Will they on Saturday afternoon? That's what we're gonna take a look at. 248-539-9797, same number to text us as well. And what's your gut feeling? Call your shot on the third wide receiver or the extra wide receiver. Is it somebody that you think is on the roster right now that's going to step up and get that job? Or are they going to go outside the organization and find it? Call your shot.
I think it's more the fourth receiver.
Well, I think it's probably a better way to put it. But I feel like, you know, like Khalif Raymond, he's cemented on this roster. There's no question about that. So maybe it's better to say the fourth. But do you think they're going to bring somebody in new, or is it going to be somebody from this roster that already is here and is going to separate themselves? 248-539-9797. This is 97.1, The Ticket.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran,
and I have a new podcast called The Varsity.
I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.